Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Gatwick Tower to BA225, please hold for takeoff. Gatwick Tower to BA225, hold for takeoff. Confirm.
BA225 to Gatwick Tower, holding confirmed. Can we inquire as to what is prompting the delay?
Hearing you, BA225. An obstruction around 2,000 feet above runway. Further information will be available when we get it, BA225.
Acknowledged. Thank you, Gatwick Tower.
Attention all traffic. Gatwick Tower is requesting advice from police and RAF in its vicinity. Please stand by.
This is Sussex Police responding. We have multiple reports of unidentified aircraft circling the Gatwick airspace. If subject is hostile, RAF Northolt, be advised. This is RAF Northolt dispatching number 38 Squadron to assist.
Roger that, RAF Northolt. Standing by to receive number 38 Squadron.
Gatwick, this is Sussex Police sending multiple patrol units to runway.
Ground and runway staff prepare to receive Sussex Police patrol units.
This is RAF Unit 477 of 38 Squadron. Commanding Officer Jenkins contacting Gatwick Tower. Confirm.
Receiving you, Unit 477.
What's the problem, Gatwick?
Multiple reports of an unidentified aircraft obstructing the airspace above our runway.
Reports? From civilians, or have you tracked the aircraft yourself?
We have tracked the aircraft for the last 20 minutes. Civilians have also submitted reports, as has Sussex Police.
Confirming this is Sussex Police, we have received reports and can validate.
Understood, let's check this out. Commander Jenkins to Flight Lieutenant Robson.
Hearing you, Commander Jenkins.
Robson, I'm looking for your nearest officer to the reported aircraft. Can we get a visual update on this?
Standby, officer located. Patching you through. This is Flight Officer Dean reporting and closing in on the aircraft.
Roger that, Flight Officer Dean. Can you get me a visual description of the aircraft?
I can.
Well, come on then. Time is of the essence.
I'm confirming my visuals.
Well, hurry up and confirm. Is this aircraft hostile? For heaven's sake, Dean, give me an answer.
This is a security service counterintelligence domestic unit patching in. What the hell is going on?
MI5, we are handling the situation.
Handle it immediately. We have hostile aircraft above a civilian airfield, Jenkins.
I am aware of that.
Then get eyes on this now.
Get off this frequency. Now, Flight Officer Dean, I need updates without delay.
Aircraft is carrying a message. Aircraft is carrying a message.
Is this aircraft weaponized, Dean? Stand by all units to open fire on confirmation.
Sir.
Dean, I'm giving you 3 seconds to give me a visual update before I blow this thing out of the fucking sky. Answer. Dean!
It's a single engine civilian plane carrying a message.
What does it say, Dean?
It says Gashwood shitty. Nolan out. Do you copy? It says Gashwood shitty.
We heard nothing. Get me Patrick Nolan on the phone.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. It's the morning of a home game against Crystal Palace. With the January transfer window open, clubs are permitted to buy and sell players. Ashwood City are preparing for an on-the-pitch player announcement that will take place before kick-off in front of supporters. Creating and organising the event for Ashwood City is event specialist Unity and their manager, Kate Sinclair.
The podium will have a ring of fire surrounding its base. Then once the siren and lights go off, then the trapdoor will open and... what's his name?
Sorry?
The player you're announcing, what's his name?
Mikel. John Obi Mikel.
So John Obi Mikel will get on the platform, they'll slowly move up and he'll appear from the trapdoor and then the fireworks will go off.
Okay. The fireworks?
Okay. Yeah. Kind
of right.
Happy?
I suppose. Okay. Why am I doing this?
Because this is what all the big clubs do.
Yeah, but all the big clubs don't sign John Obi Mikel.
But then why are you signing him?
He's free. And he's a holding midfielder.
Sounds like a good deal.
Okay.
Right, but so...
he's a bit of a controversial character.
A controversial character? You know that's just a prick, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Controversial character equals prick.
Huh.
In fact, anyone referred to as a character is usually on the spectrum of twat.
The Guardian described me as a controversial character.
As I say, it's a spectrum. There's a multitude of twats on there. Nothing to worry about.
A multitude of twats?
Yeah, you know, there's Chris Evans one end, and then all the way on the other end is Steve Evans and Hitler and stuff.
I thought you said you don't know anything about football.
I met Steve Evans in Crawley a few years ago.
Yes, creepy Crawley. Look, I need to go and sort out John's arrival and contract. So I'm going to leave this in the capable claws of our comms director.
Is it her over there?
Who?
The one shouting at the children.
Ah, yeah, there she is. She's just, giving a pep talk to the mascots, I think. Jess?
That's Jess Tate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great.
You know her?
Yeah. She's somewhere on my twat spectrum.
I can guess whereabouts.
What?
Good morning, sunshine. This is Kate...
Sinclair.
Sinclair. She's from Unity and...
I know she is, Patrick. I booked them. I just didn't want her.
Do you want to go and have a chat, Jess?
I want to go and have a chat. Spare me the Love Island bollocks.
Lovely. Well, I'm going to go and be anywhere but here. So have fun playing with your Sinclair spectrum.
And what are you fucking up this week, Nigella?
Don't start with me.
A teaspoon of incompetence, a sprinkle of stupidity, a big fucking dollop of overpaid crap.
Wow, you've really grown these last 18 months, Jess.
Well, have I?
Yeah. You've grown from a bit of an arsehole into a giant gaping chasm of an arsehole. You're the Grand Canyon.
You're absolutely right, I am.
I'm glad you take pride in your work.
Kate, what is that?
What is what?
That, there.
That's a podium with a trapdoor at the bottom.
It looks like something out of Doctor Who.
Thanks.
Tell me that's not for John Obi Mikel.
Well, he's not going to fall through it. He's going to come out of it.
I asked for a walkway with a banner saying, Welcome Obi.
Yes, but this is what all the clubs do these days.
Kate, you don't know football. Just because the cool clubs are doing it doesn't mean we should. This isn't smoking behind the bike sheds or noshing off some sick former.
This is the best way to go. You've got a crowd ready. They're here to be entertained.
Oh, they've come to the wrong ground, believe me.
Look, fine. If you want the Obi-Wan Kenobi transfer to be underwhelming, then fine. We'll do it your way.
It's John Obi-Mikkel.
Whatever.
Then take it down.
I will.
Good.
Good.
Put a platform out there. Put a hashtag with the decals on.
Consider it done. I'm still invoicing for this, by the way.
But the Doctor Who shit?
Yes.
Doctor Who do you think you are?
I've been given fuck-all guidance, Jess. I had to use my ingenuity. How am I supposed to know how you want to reveal Michelle Obama?
John Obi-Mikkel.
What fucking ever.
God, Kate. That's perfect, isn't it? Fucking perfect.
Well, why didn't anyone tell me what they wanted?
Because they're busy closing the deal. People are busy.
Yeah, so was I. This is how you're going to do the player reveal.
You don't understand, Kate.
Perhaps you'd like to enlighten me. Because it looks like the Calamity Club have once again fucked up.
Don't.
You're without doubt the worst club to work with. And I work with S Club 7.
Sorry, how old are you?
The reunion.
Yeah, well, this is different. There's going to be tens of thousands of people here expecting money, actual money, to have been spent on an actual holding midfielder. Instead, we've spent nothing on a player who currently plays football in China.
Right.
And I use the word football very loosely.
If you want the platform, I can give you the platform. But I'm charging for my work, Jess. It's as simple as that. And by the way, I know I don't know much about football, but no club ever did one of these reveals for a decent player. They're made for shit players. They're supposed to cover up the fact that it's a shit player.
What?
It's quite literally smoke and mirrors. Or in this case, smoke, fireworks and lights.
All right, let me just touch base with Patrick.
Hey, Jess, up here in the announcement booth.
What are you doing up there?
Have you ever been up here? It is fantastic.
Yeah, I've worked here for 8 years, Patrick.
Hey, watch this. Behold, people of Ashwood, I am your leader.
Yes, very good, Patrick.
I am Patrick, Lord of the Cunts.
Patrick, I need you to
Thou shalt not drink alcoholic beverages in the stands.
Patrick?
Thou shalt not smoke on the premises. Thou shalt not racially
Patrick,
abuse.
Patrick, you listen to me.
Well, save that one for Chelsea at home in March.
I need you to okay this player announcement stunt, so I am nothing to do with it, okay?
Yeah, sure. What's wrong with it?
It's John Obi-Mikkel coming up from a trapdoor surrounded by smoke and fireworks.
Yeah, and look, people love all that bollocks. It's like memes. I don't get them, but everyone else seems to.
Right, well, is John Obi-Mikkel on his way so we can rehearse?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Well, there's just some nitpicking over an appearance fee and whether it applies for substitutions post 85 minutes, really.
Are you serious?
It's just fine-tuning.
Patrick... When will he be getting here?
Just before kickoff, he's going to swing by, meet with Rod, have a chat with us, sign something, and then he's all yours, so you can, you know, shoot him out of a cannon or chop him in half or whatever it is you're planning on doing.
I can't believe this isn't all properly
Silence, stated. Puny earthling.
For fuck's sake.
Tremble before your God.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Kick-off for the home game against Crystal Palace is 2 hours away. Patrick and Woody are waiting tentatively in the Ashwood City club offices for some news on the arrival of John Obi Mikel.
Patrick, what on God's green bollock is this?
Hmm?
What do you mean, The piece of paper I'm holding 2 inches from your eyes.
Oh, that.
Aye, that.
Well, it's just a confirmation of some restructuring for various personnel at a managerial and corporate level that confirms an ongoing strategy to delegate further workloads into a more streamlined departmental supervision.
Have you fucking malfunctioned?
No, it's important that the overall organisational representative of the establishment...
Patrick, I'm about to fucking switch you off and on again.
All right, fine.
Explain yourself. What is this?
The latest club directive.
Patrick, I'm not going spying again, all right? I barely got away with it last week.
No, God, no, not that. Just keep your voice down.
All right, what is it then?
Well, my title has changed from chief executive to chairman.
You've made yourself chairman?
Yes.
Patrick.
What? I can do that.
This is like giving yourself a nickname at school.
How?
Because someone else is supposed to make you chairman. You don't just go around school and say, ah, sorry fellas, my name's Cosmo now. All right, everybody call me Cosmo. You have to fucking wait until somebody calls at you, you know?
Sorry, why would I call myself Cosmo?
That's what I was called at school.
Cosmo.
Hey.
You know that's not cool, right?
I think it fucking is.
No, it's not Woody.
Hey, what up, Cosmo, they used to say.
Woody, it's not a cool name.
What was your nickname at school, then?
Well, it was boarding school.
If you're going to reveal some emotional trauma, then I don't want to hear it.
No, it was a nice boarding school.
Oh, aye, one of those nice boarding schools. I hear they have nice internment camps now, too, these days.
Anyway, my nickname was a pretty cool one.
Come on, then, spill the privately educated beans.
It was Axel.
Axel?
Yeah. Axel, they used to call me.
No, they fucking didn't.
I think they did.
Nobody called you Axel.
It's a cool name. It's cooler than Cosmo, anyway.
Okay, you named yourself Axel because you thought it was cool. What was your actual nickname?
It was Knowlesy.
It was what?
Knowles or Knowlesy.
Like Nick Knowles?
No, like my surname, Woody. Nolan. Knowles.
You say Knowles, I think Nick Knowles.
Well, it's not. It's Nolan. Knowlesy.
Again, I can just see Nick and his box of tools or whatever he does.
Well, what about Beyonce Knowles?
Oh, is that better, is it?
Well, better than fucking Nick Knowles, yeah.
It's not a nickname, Patrick. And if it is, it's a fucking shite one.
Fine. Axel, then.
Axel wasn't your nickname. It's just a name you gave yourself. Fucking Knowlesy.
Knowlesy is a nickname, Woody.
It's not.
It is. We all had nicknames. It was Bowlesy. Colsey.
Knowlesy, Bullsey and Colsey. Sorry, what are you, fucking dwarfs?
Look, they're nicknames, Woody. Okay? That's how we did things.
All right, Knowlesy. Look, getting back to it, I just want to draw your attention to this new Ashwood City directive. And I just thought it was important that I point out, nobody is going to call you chairman.
Well, they're going to have to, because them's the new rules.
The new rules. Christ, Patrick. No one's going to call you this.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, won't we? Anyway, I've ordered my new stationery now, so I'm not changing my mind.
Speaking of changing minds, I think our fresh import from China has had second thoughts.
What?
He's an hour late, Patrick.
So that doesn't mean he's changed his mind.
John Obi is taking the Mikkel.
He'll be here. We just get him signed and move him down to the trapdoor.
The trapdoor? Why? Because he's Indiana Jones and we've captured him?
No, because it's the announcement reveal thingy they've got planned.
You do know that's going to fuck up, right?
Oh, thanks. How did you read the future this time, eh, Cosmo? Did you see it in the stars or did you look into your crystal balls?
Well, you best hope he turns up because Twitter's getting awfully excited about all this.
Why?
Because people are taking photos of that monstrosity on the pitch.
Her name is Jess.
Oh, I like that noise. Well, that was a good one.
Why are they posting about this? Nothing's happened yet.
Because you've built a fucking sci-fi movie set in the penalty area. They're expecting a player to come out of it.
He'll be here, trust me.
What do you mean he's not coming?
Okay, I fucked it up a tiny bit.
Patrick, it's an hour to kick off. The stadium's half full expecting this announcement.
I know. You'll have to dismantle it.
That's not happening.
What did she say?
She said it's not happening.
Tell her, Jess.
Tell her what?
Just, you know, put her in line. Do your shouty, sweary thing.
She's right, Patrick. She's completely right.
I'm sorry.
You can't have all this build-up and then have nothing happen.
Tell that to Freddie Edu.
This is serious. You need to make an announcement here today.
There's nothing to announce.
Then fucking find something, Knowlesy.
For fuck's sake, Woody.
That's it.
What?
We'll announce your new title.
We'll do what?
Announcing the new chairman of Ashwood City.
I'll tell you what, Jess. Why don't I just tell them that I'm in favour of a people's vote?
Patrick,
eh?
Come on.
And why don't I just fucking stand there, eat a Greg's vegan sausage roll, wear a Gillingham shirt, and hold a sign saying refugees welcome? How about that, Jess? Will that suffice?
Don't you get arsy with me, Nolan. You did this. You threw money at this stunt to hide the fact that you've signed someone on the cheap. You gave yourself this new position. I'm just dealing with it. Now get the fuck down here.
With pre-match warm-ups complete, Patrick, Kate and Jess are beneath the platform, preparing for the announcement to the expecting fans.
Now, this is your earpiece, Patrick, OK? So when I give you the cue, this platform here will start to move upwards. The door will open and you will appear in front of the crowd. They'll be cheering and stuff.
Yeah, there'll certainly be stuff.
And then when you're done, we'll lower you back down.
God almighty.
Now, can you hear Jess through the earpiece?
Testing.
Yes.
Excellent, and we have someone in the office that is across this.
Testing.
For fuck's sake, why does he have to be in on this?
How you doing, Nolsey? Get him away from me, son.
Right, okay, I believe we're all set. Let me get this going. Just going to radio security staff and let them know we're standing by.
God, what am I doing?
This is God speaking.
Oh, fuck off.
Just kidding, it's not really God. Big Brother House, this is Davina.
Could I mute Davina McCall in my ear? Is that an option, Kate?
Okay, I have the chief executive and he's standing by.
Chairman.
Sorry?
You said chief executive.
Yeah.
It's chairman. I'm the chairman now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we
What's
have
the difference?
An announcement
Regardless
to make.
Of the difference, the title is chairman.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
I just don't see how the title means anything different.
And I'm telling you, Kate, that I'm the chairman now, all right?
Who made you chairman?
I did.
Ashwood you can't just make up your own titles.
Well, you can when you're...
Chairman Patrick Nolan!
No.
Do the Adebayor knee slide.
Jesus. Okay, I'm done now. I am done. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Beam me up, Scotty.
Just give it a few more seconds. I think they're running out of breath.
Someone shoot the fucker.
Patrick, you're on the microphone. Just say something.
Say what?
Anything. Give them something to cheer.
Like what, Jess?
An offer. Buy them a drink or something.
Fuck.
Hello, Ashwood.
Fuck off.
I just want to thank you all for... Right. I also want to announce for all you thirsty fans that at half-time, at all the bars in the stadium, non-alcoholic drinks will be 25% off. But not coffees, okay? I repeat, not coffees.
Same.
take when looking at this game, regardless of what you'll take away from it, it is the end of Ashwood's winning streak, this 0-0 draw. And do you think that the pre-match events had anything to do with that?
Nothing to do with war.
The result, do you think that the chief executive stunt and how that went down had an effect on the game itself?
Well, look, I mean, he's the chief exec, okay? No one likes the chief exec. No one likes any chief executive, unless you're Rio Ferdinand. But the way he runs this club makes him particularly unlikable. Some would say hateable. And what Ash would need to do is try and separate what Lord Meadows is doing on the pitch with what the chief executive, Patrick Nolan, and his cohorts in the boardroom are doing off the pitch. Okay.
Or in this case, Steve, very much on the pitch.
Yes, that's a very good point.
Steve, you've made some great points. We've got to get to the calls. So, do we think that Ashwood's chief executive, Patrick Nolan, and the atmosphere at Dartley Park had an impact on the game? I've got Axel on the line. Great name. Axel in
that's
Ashwood.
A cracking name, that.
What do you think, Axel?
Well, he's the chairman.
He's what, sorry, Axel?
You both said chief executive. He's the chairman now.
Right, OK, so, Axel, do you think that the chairman's actions had an effect on the pitch?
Look, I think what happened on the pitch was down to the players and coaching staff, and that's that.
So the pre-match incident had zero effect?
Yeah, correct. I think the club handled the situation well, and the players didn't. It's that simple.
Can I ask, Axel, do you think the chief executive and the board have an overall positive effect on this club?
Chairman, you said chief executive again.
Well, I mean, I can answer that question. No.
I think I agree with you there.
Yeah, yeah. Laugh it up, Steve, but we're 14th and the finances ain't ever looked better, so...
What did you say then, Axel?
Nothing.
You said something about the club finances.
Just that the finances look great. You're really strong.
Right, OK. You sound familiar, Axel. Have you called in before? Hello? Axel, are you there? Hello, hello, hello. I think we've lost him. I think we've lost Axel. Thanks for calling into the show, Axel. Sorry we couldn't finish that call. It was great to hear from you, though, Axel. Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy. I don't know if you know this, Steve, but Eddie Murphy was, of course, arrested by a Beverly Hills cop in 1997 as he was seen picking up a prostitute and wasn't charged as he was just giving her a lift. So he says, in the illustrious Los Angeles district of Beverly Hills. The prostitute, of course, was transgender, which is irrelevant, but, you know... my producer is shaking her head at me. I don't know why you're shaking your head, Miranda, because what I'm saying is not libelous, as it did happen. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no need to get all het up. I mean, I'm relaying, if we're to believe Mr. Murphy, I am relaying a tale of goodwill enacted by Eddie Murphy in 1997 in Beverly Hills. I don't see what the problem is. Okie dokie. No, that's just the twisted mind of some of people like you, Miranda. I'm sure our listeners appreciate what Mr. Murphy did in giving the young person a, I don't know her age, a lift home. I'm sure if the shoe was on the other foot, the prostitute would have given Eddie a lift home too, if they were trading places. We're going to take a break. After the break, we'll be, of course, DJ Tom Kerrigan with South East Sound.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.